WEDO McKeesport, your station of nations.
Slava Isusu Hristu do vašeho domu. Dobrý deň. Srdečne pozdrave i vítame vás do našeho kulturného radičného veselania pro Rusinov iz Pittsburghu. My sme tu každé nedeľa, abo sme hrali najlepšie hudby iz rusinského domoviny a Ameriky i máme pro nás nesmyslno bohatý program. Tiež prezentujeme si najnovšie správy i informácie o Rusinoch kdekoľvek po svete.
Hello and welcome to the Rusin Heritage Program, broadcast each and every Sunday at noon here on WEDO, a 10 a.m. on your radio dial. We are now into our third year of broadcasting, and the time has really gone by so quickly. But before we get started today, I want to send out birthday wishes to Dean, whose birthday is tomorrow. Happy birthday, Dean.
Oh, thank you. The big 3-5. Over the hill, man.
We will be celebrating his birthday in a week or so, along with his wife Carrie's birthday and his sister, my daughter Beth Libertor's birthday, all three together. And our first song is Yak Sobi Zaspivaim by Hit.
Yak Sobi Zaspivaim.
Listen to the Rusin Heritage Program any time of the day or night on the internet. Go to www.c-rs.org and there we are. If you like the program, news, music, and information, we need your support.
That's right, so please send your tax-deductible donation to My Father Jack at 37 Wilson Avenue, McKees Rocks, Pennsylvania, 15136, or you can send him an email at russinradio@c-rs.org, or simply check the Russin Radio box at the bottom of your membership renewal form and include it with your renewal. We would like to acknowledge a generous donation from a Sloviani grandmother, Tina Condis, from Gibsonia, Pennsylvania, and we thank her and her daughter, Terry, very much for their donation. The future of the Russin Heritage Program is still in doubt. If the level of contributions does not soon increase, we will be unable to pay for our airtime, and the program might just simply go away, and that would be a real shame. Well, let's get back to the music. Our next song is an instrumental by Sedensha called Polka Lemka.
I received cards, letters, and emails about the Sloviani Sylvester that the Pittsburgh chapter of the CRS held on Saturday, January 14th. Here are a few of them. From Frank and Eileen Sipridge, thanks to you and your committee for the memorable New Year's celebration. We had a wonderful time. And from Fred and Andrea Leone, we had a great time last night. I just loved the men and the kids dancing. I was surprised there were more men than women. Thanks for a great evening. In some comments that night as guests were leaving, a couple from Illinois said, what a wonderful time we had. I had wondered if the trip to Pittsburgh was going to be worth it, but let me say I am so glad we came. It was the best time we've had in quite a while. Another couple said, what a wonderful evening. The food, the music, the entertainment, and the festivities were just fabulous. Truly a first-rate event. Thank you. and another. Jack, we have always enjoyed CRS-sponsored events and look forward to attending them. But let me say, you and your committee outdid yourself with the Sylvester. It was memorable and very enjoyable. And, Jack, we are always amazed at CRS Pittsburgh chapter presentations. It is obvious that much research, planning, time, and effort was put into the Sylvester, and we want to thank you and your committee for providing us the opportunity to experience this wonderful event. So those of you who didn't make it, again I say, you missed one great time. Many guests said to me that they always enjoy the wonderful events and wonderful food and the wonderful customs and traditions we bring you. But they said that this event was especially enjoyable and memorable. I thank all of you for your kind and encouraging words, and it is nice to know that our efforts were very much appreciated and enjoyed by so many. Dean, your thoughts on Sylvester?
Well, first thing I got to say is there's an old saying from an announcer, Penguin announcer, Mike Lang, says, if you miss this one, shame on you for 6 weeks. And that basically announces it all. We had a great time. A lot of people were unaware of the different traditions that we do on New Year's, especially backing up to the bathroom with your bare side to see if Banik, the god or goddess of the bathroom, would grant you your wish. Ted's looking at me like, oh my goodness, what is he talking about? But we do have a lot.
You had to be there, Ted.
Another one, like Mike says, you had to be there to believe it. So we had a great time. Hopefully we'll do it again next year. We'll have a lot of other things coming this year as well for the CRS Pittsburgh. And now we go to Vojvodina. We have Grupa Rosa with Rodimi Kraj.
Tvoju sliku, tvoju krasu, še u šercu čuvam. I jak dzecko, svoju mace, ja cię nie zabuvam. I jak dzecko, svoju mace.
Our good friend Dahlia just came in and said, no wonder why you Rosans have such a good time. You're going around mooning each other there with the goddess of Bonik. Dahlia, we love you for that one. I love that one, mooning each other for the goddess. Oh, boy.
Serali, perši sol mi tvojo vitri, ščola u cerali. Thank you.
The Rusyn Association of Minneapolis is holding its 20th anniversary Duknovich Day celebration on Saturday, February 18th. The event will be at St. Mary's Orthodox Catholic Parish Center, 17th and 5th Street, Northeast, Minneapolis, Minnesota. There will be a roundtable discussion at noon by the following leaders in the Rusyn American community: Dr. Paul Robert Magoshi, President, World Congress of Rusyns; John Rigetti, National President, Carpathia Rusyn Society; Dr. Elaine Rusinko, author of Straddling Borders; Dean Paloka, National Vice President, NCRS, and co-host of Rusyn Heritage Program; Maria Silvestri, I got that Silvestri on my mind, co-founder of the Rusyn Youth Organization, RONA, and North American representative to the World Congress of Rusyn Youth; and Joseph Fedishak, former priest at the St. John's Byzantine Greek Catholic Church in Minneapolis.
The social hour will be at 5 p.m., ethnic Rusyn dinner at 6 p.m., entertainment by Karpati Children's Folk Ensemble, the Lipa Slovak Dancers, and Bill Konchar. I think that's right, or is it Konchar?
Konchar.
Tickets for adults are $20 in advance, $25 at the door. Children 6 to 12, $5. Children 5 and under, no charge. Seating is limited. Advance reservations are accepted until February 13th by contacting Larry Goga, 1115 Pineview Lane North, Plymouth, Minnesota, 55441. His phone number is area code 763-595-9188. Or for more information on different aspects of travel, you can call Sue Timo at 724-239-4211.
There is in Pittsburgh a center of spirituality, the Byzantine Catholic Seminary, a center of education and formation for men called by God to serve his people as ordained priests. You can be a part of this. You can support the work of the seminary. You can support these men who are devoting their lives to the service of God's people.
For more information, call 412-321-8383.
Our next selection is from the group Makovitsia in Svidnik. This is Nadolini, Mamya Kopsa, and Posmutne Mamochko.
Nadolini Čerešenka, pri nej rosne travičenka, nadletili vus z brodu, skolotili čupkom vodu. A na hori dub duplavaj, a mi milaj kučer javaj,
jak pustočku na šrot.
The Friends of the Duquesne University Tamboritsins announced their annual sponsorship of the Tamboritsins in Concert. This year's performance will again be held at the Upper St. Clair High School Auditorium, 1825 McLaughlin Road, at 7 p.m. on Saturday, February 4th, 2006. Their program is a colorful display of costumes, music, songs, and dances of Eastern Europe and neighboring cultures. The Duquesne University Tamboritsins are the longest-running live stage show in the United States. Of the present 39 performers, 8 of them are alumni of the Sloviani Folk Ensemble, and we are very proud of that. Tickets are $20 for reserve seating, $15 for general admission, and you can get tickets by calling Bob Bartko at 412-793-6736. All proceeds from this concert go towards the Friends Endowment, which benefits the Tamboritsin Scholarships. Your financial support is deeply appreciated. Next, we have Mikuláš Petrašovský with A Zelené Pierečko.
And as I promised last week, I have a pair of tickets to give away for the Duquesne University Tamboritsin Upper St. Clair performance on Saturday, February 4th, and they will go to the first caller at 412-664-4444. After today, we are going to a Steelers tailgate party to root them on in hopes of duplicating what they accomplished last week. Go Steelers! Woo-hoo. But first, I want to play a tune that was recorded last Thursday at Sloviani's rehearsal by the members. It was composed by Darlene Feka, Sloviani's music director. So here it is.
Knocks the other team on their beat. Oh, who do we appreciate?
Five, five, five.
Always has a smile for everyone.
Two, three,
ever ready, not a quitter. Definition of go-getter.
Five,
You're the one. Who is number 86? Attitude that really kicks. Goes the extra mile and does it all in style and knocks the other team on their behind. Oh, who do we appreciate? Always has a smile for everyone. Ever ready, not a quitter. Definition of go-getter. You're the one.
Let's go, Steelers!
All right, that was the Not Ready for Primetime Singers. Oh, I'm sorry, no. That was the Slaviani Folk Ensemble and Darlene Faka with the Heinz song. So what do you think there, Dad? If we can contain their run and keep Jake Plummer off the
the snake
off from running, and we get our run game going, we could maybe confuse them with some nice play action pass.
Well, there used to be a quarterback called a snake for Oakland Raiders years and years ago, a Stabler.
Kenny Stabler. Kenny Stabler.
And the Steelers used to contain him pretty well. Mm-hmm. So hopefully we can do the same.
What do you think, Nick? Who's going to win?
Steelers,
and you're wearing your Steelers shirt today.
Yeah, and our caller and winner of the tickets was Milan Revilak, and who are faithful and loyal listeners. So enjoy the program, Milan. So, okay. Dean.
Well, before we go into our last number, I'll have a prediction here. I say Pittsburgh over Denver, and I say 41-38. I think they're going to have a passing route between the two of them. So, my dad's looking at me like, well, you nuts? I don't know. All right, what do we have for our last number here? We have Andrea Sikoriakova and Shari Shan with Litmanova Nasha, and this is Shuhai's Lisa Ide and Haraitami Hudatsi.
I would again like to thank all who support this program. If you have any announcements, birthdays, anniversaries, engagements, dedications, or want to make a donation, write me Jack Poloka, 37 Wilson Avenue, McKees Rocks, PA, 15136, or call me at home at 412-331-3124, or here at the station at 412-664-4444. Have a wonderful week, and be sure to join us again next Sunday at noon for another unique and interesting Wilson Heritage program.
Дорогі русинські брати і сестри, дозвольте нам від серця подякувати всім, кому дня спочували. Думаємо, що сте сія пачили нашого веселання. Позиваємо вас почувати следуючі неділя о 12 годин до станиці WEDO на русинського народносного веселання. Ходьте здраві з Богом!
This is your station of nations, WEDO McKeesport.